Okay, today's daf is Pesachim Daf Chav Tes. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored L'Zuchus Refuah Shleima for Rabbi Kelmer Shlita Yehuda Ben Rivkaleya by a lifelong Talmud. It's also sponsored by Avi and Esti Goldstein and family L'Zecher Nishmas, my dear Talmud, Zachary Goldstein, Chaim Tzvi Ben Avraham Alav Shalom, whose second yard site was yesterday. It's also sponsored by Adina and David Lederer, Li'ili Nishmas Yosef Ben Aaron, David's grandfather, whose yard site is today, and in honor of the 100th birthday of Kurt Rothschild, which took place over Hanukkah. Wow. Okay. Mazel tov. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we left off on the very top of Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. We are three lines into the page on Chav Tes Amud Aleph. And what the Gemara is going to talk about today, yesterday was all about asking one question. We had the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph yesterday that said that Chametz Shavar Lav HaPesach really depends whether it was Chemtzo Shal Nachri or Chemtzo Shal Yisrael, that if it was Chemtzo Shal Nachri, then it's going to be Mutter, but Chametz Shal Yisrael is going to be Aser. And the Gemara said, well, wait a second, there are three Shitos in Tanayim as far as Chametz on Pesach and after Pesach, and that aligns with nobody. Nobody seems to make that distinction between Chemtzo Shal Nachri or Chemtzo Shal Yisrael, and that's what we left off with. So the Gemara is going to first give two suggestions as to which Tana might be the author of our Mishnah that makes such a chilik between Chemtzo Shal Nachri and Chemtzo Shal Yisrael. The Gemara then demonstrates at length that Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who makes an original initial statement with a great chiddush within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Acha bar Yaakov is going to originally suggest that Rabbi Yehuda holds Chemtzo Shal Nachri. Not only is it mutter to get hanah from after Pesach, mutter to get hanah from on Pesach. Not only is it mutter to get hanah from on Pesach, it's mutter to get this. Eat on Pesach, that you're allowed to eat Chemtzo Shal Nachri on Pesach within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara is going to try to show that he walked that back a little bit. He retracted that statement, and that's going to be in the context that we are only able to prove that he walked that back in the context of his interpretation of a machlokas about whether there's somebody who eats chametz of Hegdish on Pesach is in violation of Mi'ilah. There are five interpretations of a machlokas about whether you eat chametz Shal Hegdish on Pesach. You violate Mi'ila. Within Rav Acha bar Yaakov's interpretation, we're able to show that he walked back his understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. Then the daf is going to conclude with a discussion of three different shitos in Amorayim relating to mixtures that contain chametz and a psak halacha from Rava on the issue of mixtures that contain chametz on tarovis chametz. So let's begin again. Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. We are holding a couple of lines from the top of the third line of the page. So Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov. That I'll really tell you who is the author of our Mishnah that holds that Chametz Shal Nachri is Mutter after Pesach, Chametz Shal Yisrael is Aser after Pesach. That is going like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And where if you recall, Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said on the very bottom of Amud Aleph that Toch Zmano Overlov, I'm sorry, that Chametz Be'lefnei Zmano Be'lach Zmano Overlov B'lav. That Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach is a los hasei, and he didn't seem to distinguish between Chemtzo Shal Yisrael, Chemtzo Shal Nachri. He seemed to assume even Chametz Shal Nachri is a violation of a los hasei. So how does our Mishnah fit with Rabbi Yehuda? If our Mishnah allows Chemtzo Shal Nachri after Pesach, simply the Yaldiv Saarda Achila Mi Saarda Dereiya. He learns the din of the Isra of Achilas Chametz from the Isra of Bal Yera'a of Saar Mas Saar Dereiya. Just like when it comes to the Isra of Bal Yera'ah. We darshan shalachoy yatorah avalatorah shalachem shal gavoah. We had a drasha way back on Daf Hey that when it comes to Chemtzo Shal Nachri, when it comes to Chametz Shal Hegdish, Chametz that doesn't belong to you, and that you took no achrayus for. So there's no Isra of Bal Yera'ah on such Chametz. Sa'af, sarda achila, so too when it comes to the Isra of Achilas Chametz, Shalachai Yatochel, Avalatochel, Shalachai Mishal Gavoah. Here it is, that great chiddush of Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that just like there's no Isra of Bal Yera'ah on Chemtzo Shal Nachri that you take no responsibility for, there's no Isra of Achilas Chametz on Chametz for which you take no responsibility. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov now explains, why is it that the Mishnah didn't say that the Chametz of Nachri was Mutar Ba'achila, meaning the Mishnah, on Pesach. What did the Mishnah say? A great same chiddush. The chametz of an achri is mutter to get hana'a from after Pesach. I mean, you could have said it's mutter to eat after Pesach, you could have said it's mutter to get hana'a from on Pesach, or you really could have gone for it and said it's mutter to eat on Pesach, because that's the way he's interpreting Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So, ubedinu d'bayi l'misnid afilu b'achilinam yishari. Really, we should have mentioned that you're even allowed to eat it. V'aydin tani Yisrael, the Yisrael, asubana, since we said the chametz shal Yisrael is asubana, tanami d'nachri mutter b'ana. So since when we're talking klape Yisrael, we're talking in terms of hana'a, so when we talk about the chametz of an achri, we also talk in terms of hana'a. Ubedinu d'bayi l'misnid afilu b'tolksmanu. And the truth is, we could have mentioned in the Mishnah that it's even on Pesach that you're allowed to get hana'a and you're allowed to eat the chametz. That it's mutter b'ana. V'aydin tani Yisrael l'achazmanu, tanami d'nachri l'achazmanu. But since we're talking about l'achazmanu as far as chametz shal Yisrael, because the chiddush of the Mishnah is to tell us this din of chametz sha'over alav haPesach, so we want to talk about chametz after Pesach. So when we talk in terms of the nachri, we also talk about li'achazmanu when it's over alav haPesach. That is Rav Acha bar Yaakov's interpretation, that really chametz shal nachri is totally mutter b'hana'a, b'achila, everything on Pesach, and the Mishnah's chiddush that you're allowed to get hana'a from chametz shal nachri sha'over alav haPesach is really burying the lead. You're allowed to do a lot more than that, but it didn't express it with the greatest chiddush klapei the nachri. We instead wanted to highlight the din of chametz shal Yisrael shavar lav Pesach. But then there's a second approach. Rava Amar liolam Rabbi Shimon hi, that no, our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds chametz shavar lav Pesach is mutter, whether it's shal nachri, whether it's shal Yisrael. How then does that align with our Mishnah that said that chametz of a Jew that's avar lav Pesach is aser? Rabbi Shimon knasa kanis hol avar lav ayirah bayimatzei. Rabbi Shimon will say, well, if it's chametz of a Jew, that means someone violated Bali Rav Bayimatze, because it was owned by a Jew on Pesach. So since someone violated Bali Rav Bayimatze, we make a knas that we punish the person that chametz is going to remain aser after Pesach. Knas meaning midrabanan, that it's only a knas on a drabanan level. The Marit Al Ghazi writes, what if once we assume it's a knas l'chora, the only person that should be punished with this knas is the person who violated the avera, someone who didn't violate the Aver should not be included in the Knas. It's only someone who violated Bali Rabbi Yimatzeh, but for Acherim, for other people, it should be Mutter. Or if the Bala Chametz dies, so it should be Mutter for their children to get Hanah from it, as long as they weren't over anything. Like we have by Tzorei Ozen Shal Bukhar, the Gemara in Bukhara says, Lo Kansu also Velo Es Beno Achrav, Lo Kansu Ela Oso, Velo Es Beno Achrav, that a person who purposely puts a mum in a Bukhar, so make a Knas, that he's normally a Bukhar that develops a mum, so now you're allowed to benefit from it, you're allowed to use it, but if you purposely put a mum in a bukhar, so we make a knas, yes, for him, but not b'no achrav, not for people who didn't do anything wrong. So Marit Al-Ghazi says, you can't say that's the case, the chametz shavar lav haPesach that I personally didn't violate Bali Rabbi Matzei on, that I'm allowed to get hana'a from it. What about the case by bukhar? You can't be medamet takanos of chazal and gezeros of chazal, one to the other, and say that by tzorim Moses Shal Bukhar, they you could say by Tzara Moses Shal Bukhar, they didn't make such a knas, and nevertheless, when it comes to chametz, they do make a knas. So he suggests that maybe one would say that you can compare the two, maybe you can't compare the two because you can't be medame dinim to each other. But then he walks that back as well, and he says no, because we do find that there are links that are made between these two dinim, and therefore we can learn chametz shavar lav haPesach from the din of Tzara Mozno Shal Bukhar. But then he quotes what the Ran writes, that the Ran on the Rif writes that the Knas that the Chamor Kones and the Asr chametz shavar lav haPesach is not only the Avarian himself who kept the chametz in his Roshos, it's Al Kola Olam that they asked it. And the Raya is not from Tzara Mozno Shal Bukhar, but the Raya is from Maseches Chulin, and from a Gemara Maseches Chulin and Dav Dalet, but he rejects that Raya as well, that the Ran brings, and he doesn't understand why that should be the case. So, the halacha is that's certainly the case. The chametz shavar lav haPesach, that we assume that it's aser not only for the person who benefited from who actually violated Bali Rabbi Matzei, but that knas extends to everybody. So says the Gemara. Okay, now we have two mahalchim. In who is the? We started the day with zero. Who is zero mahalchim? Who could be the author of our Mishnah? Now we have two. Right? We have Rav Acha bar Yaakov telling us that it's Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda simply allows all chametz shal nachri, even on Pesach, even by achila, or it could be Rabbi Shimon, and this whole iser of chametz shavuot of Pesach for Yisrael, really there should be no iser of chametz shavuot of Pesach, the whole iser of chametz shavuot of Pesach, according to Rabbi Shimon, is only a din midrabanan. So Bishlam of the Rava, I understand very well, according to Rava, that the iser of chametz shavuot of Pesach is a knas, because of Rabbal Yira'ah, Sahaynu Dekhtani, Shal Yisrael, Asum Yishm Shinamar Lo Yira'ah. That's why the Mishnah says that chametz shal Yisrael is asum, because it says Lo Yira'ah, meaning that we make a knas because you violated Lo Yira'ah. Not that actually the chametz after Pesach is Bal Yira'ah, but because there was a violation of Bal Yira'ah, that's why chametz shavuot of Pesach is in Biyasir. Al Rav Acha bar Yaakov, but according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that it's Nisr Daraisa, that chametz shal Yisrael is it's mamish Nisr Daraisa, even if it's Avril of Pesach, Mishum Lo Ye'achel chametz mi Bayalei. The Mishnah should have said the pasuk of Lo Ye'achel chametz, because that's where we learn the Yisr of chametz lachar Pesach from. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda had three psukim, and then one pasuk we learned before Pesach, one pasuk we learned on Pesach, one pasuk we learned after Pesach. So Lo Ye'achel chametz should have been the correct pasuk to quote. So it says, no, mi savrit ha-seifa ka'i. You think that the Mishnah picks the pasuk of Lo Yira'ah dafka in connection with the Seifa, and it's explaining the reason for the Yisr of chametz shal Yisrael? No, a-reisha ka'i. The Mishnah uses that pasuk to explain the din in the reisha. V'hachi ka'amar, chametz shal nachri, shavar lava pesach mutar ba'na. Chametz of a nachri that went through Pesach is mutar ba'na. Why? Mishum shenemar lo yira'ah l'chad. That's the pasuk relating to chametz shal nachri. How do I see from that pasuk that chametz shal nachri is mutar? Because shalacha yatarala avalatara shalachem shal gavala. That I know when it comes to the Yisra of Bal Yira'ah, the chametz shal nachri is excluded from Bal Yira'ah, and it's then from that I learned the old sardachil misar deriyah. We then learned that if it's excluded from Bal Yira'ah, it's excluded from the Yisra of Achila as well. That's the link between Sa'ar Da'achila and Sa'ar Diri'iyah. So that's why it's quoting that pasuk, not about the Chametz Shal Yisrael, we're quoting that pasuk about the Chametz Shal Nachri. And that which Rava and Rava Acha bar Yaakov disagree over here as to who the author of our Mishnah is, whether it's Rabbi Yehuda, and really Chametz Shal Nachri is totally mutter, even on Pesach, or whether it's Rabbi Shimon, like Rava said, and really the whole Yisra of Chametz Shal of our love of Pesach is only Nisr Rabbanan, is really Lishitasam. The Itmar, because we have another discussion that they had about how Ochel Sa'ar Shal Nachri Sha'avar Lava Pesach. That if a person eats chametz of a Nachri that went through Pesach, L'divir Rabbi Yehuda, Rava Amar Loka, V'Ravach Bar Yaakov Amar Eino Loka. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that there's a Lo Sase of chametz Sha'avar Lava Pesach, Rava would say, yes, and you violated that Lo Sase, you get Malkus. But Ravach Bar Yaakov would say, no, it's chametz Shal Nachri, there's no Malkus. How is that Lishitasam? Rava Amar Loka, Loyal Rabbi the Sardachil Misardaria. Rava never had this great chiddush within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rava left Shitas Rabbi Yehuda untouched. Right, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda was that there's a los hasei called Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's a Nachri or Yisrael. Rava's whole chiddush was within Shitas Rabbi Shimon, that even Rabbi Shimon, who thinks there's no problem of Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach, will say that on a Durabanan level for Chametz Shal Yisrael, there's a problem. But within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, it stays the same. So of course you're going to get Malkus according to Rava. And Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Eino Loka, Yalv Sadachil Misadari. But Rav Acha bar Yaakov is the one that revolutionized our view of how to look at Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda says Chametz Shal Nachri is no problem whatsoever. Sar Da'achila and Sar Da'riyah are the same. And just like Zan Kulun Bal Yira, Zan Kulun Nisra Achila. Yeah, so then it makes sense that if you eat Chametz Shal Nachri, Shavar Lava Pesach, nothing. You don't get any Malkus because you could have eaten it on Pesach and it wouldn't have been a problem. So you eat it after Pesach, you're obviously not going to get any Malkus. So that is the machlokas between Rav Acha bar Yaakov and Rava. But then, Hadavei Rav Yaakov bar Acha Me'ahi. Rav Acha bar Yaakov changed his mind, as we're about to demonstrate. How are we going to demonstrate that he changed his mind in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? We're going to quote a brisa that has a machlokas about Me'ila, if you eat Chametz Shal Hegdish. Five interpretations of that brisa. One of those interpretations of the brisa is Rav Acha bar Yaakov's interpretation of the brisa, which will only make sense if he changed his mind about how to read Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the structure. D'tanya, ha'ochel chametz shel hegdish b'moed. A person eats chametz of hegdish on Pesach itself, and he didn't realize that it was hegdish, so he did it b'shogeg. So ma'al, so he violated me'ila whenever you a benefit from Hekdesh. B'shogeg, it's a violation of Me'ilah, and therefore you have to pay Hekdesh the value of whatever it is that you benefited from, the value of the Chametz, plus an additional Chomesh, and you have to bring a Karban Me'ilah. And we don't say that since Chametz is Asur B'Hanah on Pesach, so you took something that had zero value, so it's not Shayach to do Me'ilah, because after Pesach, the Chametz is going to become Mutter to eat, according to the Sheet of Rabbi Shimon. So the Chametz could have been sold to Yisrael for Achila even after Pesach, and Hekdesh could have been Neneh from that money. So it does have value, and therefore you are in violation of Me'ilah when you benefit from that Chametz. V'yeshomrim lo ma'al. But then there's a Yeshomrim that no, you don't have to pay Hekdesh anything, because there is a principle in Halacha called Kamlei B'Derabba Minei, that someone who does an Isser that you're Chayev Misa and also Chayev Tashlumin at the same time, you only get the worst of the two punishments, which is Misa, and therefore you're Pater from the Tashlumin. And we're going to assume that eating Chametz on Pesach involves an Isser Kares, and that will apply Kamlei B'Derabba Minei to Machlokas Tanayim, as we're about to see, but will apply Kamlei B'Derabba Minei when you violate an Isser Kares. So we're not going to make you pay to Hekdesh, pay money to Hekdesh, you violate an Isser Kares. That's a Machlokas Tanayim in Mesachas Ksubas, Staf Lamed, whether Kamlei B'Derabba Minei Paters even from Isuri Kares, meaning the Isuri Kares, Chiyuve Kares, are carried out by the Ribbono Shel, they're not carried out down here in this world. So the Machlokas Tanayim is whether Kamlei B'Derabba Minei is a din in Beis Din, that Beis Din doesn't have the authority to give more than one punishment, they can only give the more severe of the two punishments. If that's the case, well, Beis Din is not giving Kares. Beis Din is giving you the monetary punishment. So they would still be able to punish you. Or is Kamlei B'Derabba Minei not a din in Beis Din? It's a din in the actual onesh, that you're chayiv, that you're only going to be chayiv, the greater onesh, even klapei shemaya. So even though kares happens klapei shemaya, nevertheless, you're going to be patur. There is a further machlokas, amoraim in Mesachas Ksubas. What about misa b'dei shemayim? What if it's not kares, but misa b'dei shemayim? Why there should be a difference between kares and misa b'dei shemayim is also an interesting topic, but that's a topic for the third parak of Mesachas Ksubas. That maybe, even if you hold that will apply kamlei b'derabba minei to kares, but maybe misa b'dei shemayim is different. That we're not going to say kamlei b'derabba minei when something is misa b'dei shemayim, maybe that we're going to say that the Beis Din would still punish you down here. So anyway, man yesh omrim, who are the yesh omrim in this brisa? Again, we had this brisa with the machlokas, whether somebody who eats chametz of Hekdesh and Pesach is in violation of Mi'ilah, where the Tanakhama says that Ma'al and the Yeshom say Lo Ma'al. So who's the one that says that you're not in violation of Mi'ilah, that you don't have to pay? Some Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nachunya ben Akani, the Tanya, Rabbi Nachunya ben Akani, also Yom Kippurim, Kishabbos, L'Tashlumin. Rabbi Nachunya ben Akani treats the Isser Kares of violating Yom Kippur the same as the Isser Skila of violating Shabbos, as far as Kablei B'Derabba Minei is concerned. Just like when you mechal Shabbos, you chayv Skila, and therefore if you also happen to incur a monetary punishment, you're not going to be punished. You're not going to be chayiv for that. So to any Yom Kippur, when you incur a chiyuv kares, you don't have to worry about any money that comes along the way with it. So mash Shabbos mischayiv b'nafshu patur min hashulman. Just like on Shabbos, we apply kamlei b'derabba minei if you light someone's house on fire. So since you're chayiv misa for the act of havara, you don't have to pay for the monetary loss of the other person's item that you lit on fire. Sav Yom Kippur is chayiv b'nafsho patur min tashlumin. So to be Yom Kippur, which is a chiyuv kares, if you light someone's house on fire in Yom Kippur, which is a chiyuv kares for doing havara on Yom Kippur, you're patur from paying for the demei hanezek, for the money that you cost the guy. So the same is true when it comes to eating chametz of Hekdesh on Pesach. You chayiv kares for achilas chametz on Pesach. So meila, you're not going to be chayiv for the money for the meila. And once you're patur from the keren, from paying back the actual value of the chametz, so you're automatically patur from the chomesh and the carbon mi'ilah, because they always go hand in hand. There's no way we can say that you're patur from paying the actual value, but the chomesh and the carbon that you're going to be chayiv. No, once you're patur from the keren, you're patur from everything. Tanakama must hold that no, we don't say kam lebidrab minei when it comes to kares. We only say kam lebidrab minei when it comes to a misa b'dei adam, when it comes to misa down here in Beis Din. So that's one understanding of the machlokas between the Tanakama. This is not the understanding understanding that's relevant to our sugya, but that's one understanding, whether Kamlei B'Draminei applies to Chiyuvei Kares or not. Now the Gemara is going to explain a second possible understanding of this machlokas. The halacha is that if a behema of Hegdish, if you're makdish behema l'shem karbon, and then it develops a mum, so you're no longer allowed to bring it on the Mizbeach as a karbon, but it doesn't lose all of its kedusha. You have to redeem it and for money, and then you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to eat its meat, but it still doesn't lose all of its kedusha. Psulei HaMikdash, and even La'achar Pidyonim, they're usher to do giza with, you're not allowed to be nena from the giza, from the shearings of it, you're not allowed to be nena from the chalav of the karbanos. So it's all because the pasuk says, tizbach v'achalta vasar. So Midashin, yeah, that's all you're allowed to do, is eat the meat of it. But there is a machlokas tanayim, if the giza and the chalva is usher, or Midashin the pasuk even to be poda al menas la'achil l'klavim. Is it also usher to feed to dogs? Meaning, let's say you're not going to get hana'ah from it, but you're not going to eat it, rather, but you'll get hana'ah from the meat in other ways. So that's a machlokas tanayim, whether that's going to be whether that's going to be usher or not. Can you be poda it even knowing that you can't eat the meat, and to be poda it just la'achilu l'klavim? So Rav Yosef says that the tanayim that disagree about eating chametz shel hegdish on Pesach are arguing about, they both hold like Rav Yosef, the chametz is mutar b'hana'ah even on Pesach, but they're bepodin as a kachim la'achilin l'klavim kamiflagi. Remember, Rabbi Yossi Aglili was the third chita that we had on the top of Chav Chesan Beis, who had this great chiddush that tamal atzmacha, hey chametz asrana kol shiva. I never heard of an isra hana'ah from chametz. So that's what they're both holding like that there's no isra hana'ah from chametz. Ubepodin as a kachim la'achilin l'klavim kamiflagi. They're arguing about whether you're allowed to be poda behemas kachim balmum in order to feed it to a dog. Because if it's mutzar b'hana'ah, I'm not allowed to eat it because it's asr b'achila, but I'm allowed to feed it to my dog. So man, the Amar Ma'al, the one that says that it's a violation of Mi'ila, kasar v'podin asa kachim la'achil l'klavim. So chametz shel hegdish, even though it's not roi la'achila b'pesach, you could be podin and feed it to your dogs, and it has value. And therefore, if a guy ate it, he's costing hegdish something. So because you could have been podin it, and hegdish could have made some money off of that. And therefore, you're chayiv in Mi'ila. But man, the Amar Lo Ma'al, the one that says that it's not a violation of Mi'ila, you're not allowed to be poda kachim to feed it to dogs, and therefore chametz on Pesach, the only thing I'm allowed to do with chametz on Pesach is to feed it to dogs. So meila, I'm not allowed to be poda it for that purpose, so it has no value. And if it has no value, then there's no meila. So that's the second understanding of the machloka, still not the understanding that we're looking for. Meaning we're looking for this one explanation of Rav Acha bar Yaakov that's going to change everything. That's going to be number four. So now the Gemara moves on to a third explanation of this machloka. So about eating there is a machlokas tanaim in Maseches Baba Kama about dover agorim lemamon. Let's say something doesn't have actual monetary value, but it brings about monetary value. It has no inherent value, but it can cause a benefit. It can cause a profit for the owner. Is that considered mamon? So the Gemara is going to explain the brisa based on that discussion. The case in Maseches Baba Kama, the Mishnah talks about someone who's gonev mechavero a behemas kachim, which is mamon hagdish, and he shechts it and he sells it. So Rabbi Shimon holds a kachmar that you're chayv b'achriyusam, that if they get stolen or lost, that the makdish is going to have to bring another carbon in its place. So the guy who stole it and shechted it is going to be chayv to pay the keren and the kefel and tashlumi arba v'chamisha. He's going to be chayv to pay everything. But why? The owner couldn't benefit from this animal anyways. It was hegdish. He was going to bring it as a carbon. He can't benefit from it. Yeah, but by losing it, he now has to buy a new one. So that's a dover agorim l'mamod. So that's the case of dover agorim l'mamod. But the other Tana says that no, davar gorim lemamon, it's still not inherently money. It's only something that it's only going to cause him to have to buy something else. So maybe in that light we can understand that machlokas about eating chametz of hegdish on Pesach. Rav Acha bar Rava Tanala, not Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Rav Acha bar Rava says Tanala la Shmeita Mishmei Rav Yosef. He explains our sugya in the name of Rav Yosef Bahalishna that to kuli alma ain't poten asakashim lachim leklavim. Everyone holds that you cannot be poten the hegdish in order to be machil the klavim, that is not a valid reason to be po the hegdish, and therefore it has no inherent value for hegdish. But the machlokes over here is b'davar agorim lemamon k'mamon dami. What do we assume about a davar agorim lemamon? Is it k'mamon dami? Man di amar ma'al, the one that says that it's a violation of the yilak, k'savar davar agorim lemamon Kim Mamun Dami holds that something that's a Gorim Lamamun is considered like Mamun itself, and therefore Chametz on Pesach, even though it's also about Nadin, has no value, but since La'achar Pesach it's going to become Mutter to eat, so you could be Podi it after Pesach in order to eat it, and the Hegdish will be Nene from that money, so eventually it will be worth something. Right now on Pesach, worthless. I can't be Podi it even to be Machal L'Klavim, but after Pesach it's going to be worth something, because Chametz Shavalav Pesach is going to be Mutter. So and the one that says that it's not a violation of Mila says right now it has no value. And Mila, right now it's a nothing, and therefore it's not going to be a violation of Mila. Now we finally arrive at the fourth of the five interpretations of this machlokas about eating chametz shel hegdish, but this is the one that we've been looking for. So again, just to chazer, the Gemara wanted to know who's the shita in Tanaim in our Mishnah that says that chametz shavar lav pesach, if it belonged to a nachri, is mutter, if it belonged to Israel is Aser. It doesn't seem that we have any such shitas. Rav Acha bar Yaakov suggested it's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, because even though Rabbi Yehuda holds Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach is an Iser Da'oraisa, there's a low sase in the Torah for Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach, that's only Chametz Shal Yisrael. Chametz Shal Nachri is mutter, even to get Hanah from after Pesach, even to eat after Pesach, even to get Hanah from on Pesach, even to eat on Pesach. Chametz Shal Nachri is totally mutter. That was Rav Acha bar Yaakov's interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the Mishnah said, "Yeah, Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach of a Nachri is mutter ba'ana." It could have said much more. It's mutter ba'achila on Pesach, but it happens to be true that it's also mutter ba'ana. So that was the sheet of Rav Acha bar Yaakov. So now let's see how Rav Acha bar Yaakov explains the machlokas about whether there's a violation of meila when you eat Chametz Shel Hegdish on Pesach. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, am dekuli al medavar garam lemamon kemamon dami. Everyone else, the davar garam lemamon is kemamon dami. Even though right now it doesn't have any real value, but eventually it can cause a profit or a loss. Over here, they're arguing about machlokes Rabbi Rabbi Shimon about chametz shavar lav pesach. The one that says it's not a violation of mila holds like Rabbi Yehuda that chametz shavar lav pesach is asumi da'oraisa behanaa, and certainly on Pesach, and therefore that chametz is worth nothing. And if it's not even gorim lamamun, because even after Pesach you're not able to be poldid, it's going to be nisa da'oraisa. So that chametz is considered to be zero. There's no meila whatsoever. The one that says Mal is Rabbi Shimon. Assumes like Rabbi Shimon, who's Matir Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach. Whoa, so what did Rav Acha bar Yaakov just tell us? That if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Chametz Shel Hegdish is not even a Dover Agorim Lamamon. That Chametz Shel Hegdish is a zero. But wait, the way Rav Acha bar Yaakov understood Rabbi Yehuda was that Chametz Shel Nachri is total heter, even on Pesach. Chametz Shel Nachri is in the same category as Chametz Shel Hegdish. It's not Shalucha. How does he know that Chametz Shel Nachri is Mutter? And the end of the phrase in Dafayim base, Shalachirim Vishal Gavala. Right? Shalachirim means of the Nachri, and Shal Gavala means Hegdish. So Chametz Shel Hegdish has to be in the same category as Chametz Shel Nachri. And over here, Rav Acha bar Yaakov himself is telling me that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that Chametz Shel Hegdish is going to be Aser after Pesach. So clearly, he holds it's going to be Aser on Pesach, and that's clearly against what his original understanding of Rabbi Yehuda was. It was Rav Acha bar Yaakov who told us that Rabbi Yehuda learned Sarda Achila from Sarda Ri'iyah, and that just like there's no Bal Yira'ah on Chametz Shel Nachri, there's also no Israel Achila on Chametz Shel Nachri. Ella Hadbe Rav Acha bar Yaakov Me'ahi. So it must be that Rav Acha bar Yaakov changed his mind. So that fourth approach demonstrates conclusively that Rav Acha bar Yaakov changed his mind. But once we're on the topic, we will go with the fifth approach as well. The fifth understanding of this machlokas about eating Chametz Shel Hegdish. Rav Ashi Yomar Dukuli Alma Ein Podin. Now maybe everyone holds you're not allowed to be Podin Kachem Al Manas to feed it to your dogs, and therefore the chametz is not roi on Pesach even to sell it to Nachrim. The davar agarim lamamon lav kamamon dami, and something that doesn't have any current value is not considered to be mamon at all, and therefore the chametz on Pesach is not considered mamon. Even if you could benefit from it after Pesach. Let's not forget the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We had three sheetos in yesterday's daf that we tried to show the Mishnah doesn't conform with. We had Rabbi Yehuda who holds chametz shavar lav Pesach is nisa d'oraisa. Rabbi Shimon who holds chametz shavar lav Pesach is mutter, and then we had Rabbi Yossi Aglili who held that even chametz on Pesach is mutter ba'ana.
Oh, so if you say the chametz on Pesach is mutabana, then of course, if you eat chametz shel hekdesh on Pesach, you violated me'ila, because it certainly has value. It's mutabana. So man yamar ma'al k'Rabbi Yossi, the one that says that it's a violation of me'ila, holds like Rabbi Yossi aglili, that chametz is mutabana on Pesach, and the chametz shel hekdesh, it was ro'ili pados, and to use, because you could use it to as firewood or whatever, so it's, it has value, and therefore it's subject to me'ila. Uman yamar lo ma'al k'Rabbanan, the one that says that it's not a violation of me'ila, holds like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan meaning both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, that Chametz B'Pesach on itself is also Bana. So since the Chametz is not ra'ui for anything on Pesach, and you're not allowed to sell it to Nachrim, so it's not considered Mammon, it's not subject to Mi'ila. So that's the end of that sugya. So now we move on to the sugya of Taroves Chametz. Taroves Chametz is not only a Chametz sugya. You have to know a little bit about Taroves in Shas, about Taroves of Shari Surah, in order to be able to make sense of the sugya of Taroves Chametz. So a very quick introduction to Hilchos Taroves. Generally speaking, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says Achir Rab Lahato. So based on that pasuk in the Torah, we learn that when you have a Taroves of Isser and Heter, when you have two things that are mixed together of kosher and non-kosher, the miyut is batal barov. Achir Rab Lahato teaches us a number of things, and one of the things that it teaches us is bitul barov, right? It teaches us the original context by Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin takes a vote, and 15 vote chayiv and 8 vote pater, so we follow the 15. We follow the majority rules. But it also teaches us this concept of bittul barov, that when you have a tarovis, if there's rov heter, then you don't have to worry about the isser. But that's talking about when there's an isser yavesh, the heter yavesh. Meaning there's a tarovis, so what's called yavesh biyavesh. You have two kosher hamburgers, one non-kosher hamburger, they all get mixed up, you can't identify which one is which, so it's all mutter. There is a machlokas, a major machlokas. What does that mean, it's all mutter? Does that mean I can eat all three? Does that mean I can choose which two I want to eat and just throw the third one out? Does that mean I can pile all three and make a triple-decker burger and eat? And mamash it, that iser nepach lios heter, that bittul barov actually turns the iser into to heter? Okay, but that's for a different sugya. But certainly we have this concept called bittul barov. When it comes to tarovis of lach belach, when you have two, you have liquids that mix together, so if it's two unlike kinds, min b'she'enu, you know, like you have basar nevela that gets mixed in with vegetables and are cooked together, and vegetables are kosher, the basar nevela is not kosher, and you cannot find the isser anymore, it's all mixed in, so as long as you can still taste the isser, it's not going to be batal. That's a din d'oraisa tam ki ikr, that as long as you could taste the isser in the taroves, then it's going to be asr. And the chamas say that when there's shishim beheter connected the isser, we assume that there's no longer tam, and therefore it's going to be batal b'shishim. So batal b'shishim is another way of saying, pashtus at least, is another way of saying, just that there's no tam, so we're not going to apply tam ki ikr. Now, if the tarovus is lach b'lach, but it's not shaykh to talk about tam, because it's min b'mino, it's trefa chickens that made a chicken soup that you mix with a kosher chicken soup. Trefa chickens taste exactly the same as the kosher chicken, so it's min b'mino. So you have trefa chicken soup and kosher chicken soup that get mixed together, and there's no way to be able to discern tam. So then it's tali in the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah in Mesachas Vachim, that Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino zeinu batel, that whenever two like kinds mix together, there's no way to ever be mevatel it. And the Ran in Mesachas Nedarim famously explains the svara for Rabbi Yehuda is that the very notion of bittel is that you have some sort of conflict and one overwhelms the other. But when you have two things that aren't conflicting at all, their tam is the same, they taste exactly the same. So Adrabah, the more you have of something that tastes the same, it enhances the tam. It tastes even better. It tastes just, you don't have one overwhelming the other, and therefore there's never going to be bittel. The isser is always going to be there. But the Chacham say that on a daraisa level, min b'mino, batel barov, that it's more kal than min b'sheinu mino. Min b'sheinu mino, you need shishim. Min b'mino is batel barov. And on a derabanan level, we require shishim. So, well, halacha is machlokas amorayim in the sugya Masech Avodah Zarah, where it talks about Yayin Nesach, that's Nesariv Beheter, where it says, Zeh klal, min b'mino b'mashu v'shalo b'mino b'nosin tam. So this machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, against Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what the Mishnah means. The Rav and Shmuel learned the Zeh klal is telling us about Shari Surim, that all Yisurim Shabbatorah, they asur b'mino b'mashu v'shalo b'mino b'nosin tam. That we really paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Min b'mino is b'mashu, and min b'she'enu mino is b'nosin tam. But Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish said, no, no, no. Zeh klal is coming to tell me that Tevel has a din of Yayin Nesach, where you have this unusual chumrah that even min b'mino that min b'mino is b'mashu. But by shari surim, min b'mino is batal b'shishim. On a daraisa level, min b'mino would be batal b'rov, and midrabanan, min b'mino is batal b'shishim. So those are the basic rules of Hilchas Taravos. So now, against all of that backdrop, so now we're going to talk about chametz. It's nisariv beheter either on Pesach or after Pesach. Some rav chametz bezmano, chametz on Pesach, bein b'mino, bein shalom b'mino. Whether it gets mixed in with a like kind or something that it's not like it is going to be asur. Shalom bezmano, but if it's shalom bezmano, if it's after Pesach, so b'mino asur. If it gets mixed in with mino, it's going to be asur. With the same min, it's going to be asur. Shalom b'mino mutter. If it gets mixed in shalom b'mino, it's mutter. So you know, there's a lot of detail missing over here, right? We're not, how much? How much chametz? How much heter? Right? Is it lach? Is it yavesh? We're not told any of the meaning. We know what the criteria are now. Now that we've given this basic summary of Hilchos Taravos, we know the important questions to ask. But this addressed none of that. So obviously the Gemara is going to have to address those issues. So b'mayaskidan says Gemara, what case are we talking about exactly over here? Ilem b'nosin tam. If we're talking about that, there's the tam of the chametz can be detected in the taroves. So that's very strange. If it's shalom b'zmano, shalom b'mino mutter hayav taima. If you have chametz la'achar pesach and you can still detect the tam of that chametz in the taroves, meaning you don't have shishim, it mixes with something else that's shein omino, and you don't have shishim, and you can detect the tam in the taroves, how can you say it's mutter? It's no same tam. Ella b'mashu, must be talking about that it's way more than shishim, and therefore really it should have been batel. And we're saying yes, chametz sh'avar lav pesach becomes batel once it's not no same tam. Min b'shein omino, lach b'lach, it's going to be batel as long as it's not no sein tam. So based on that chametz, the assumption seems to be, but on Pesach it's not going to be batel even though it's not no sein tam. That on Pesach chametz is aser b'mashehu, right? That's what we discussed, the difference between chametz lefneya Pesach and chametz on Pesach. That even chametz lefneya Pesach becomes batel barov. That's why, I mean, you have a lot of shailas that might come up in someone's kitchen that people would be very uncomfortable following the halacha. I mean, a lot of times you have a halacha lekula where, I don't know, for example, you have chametz cooking in the same oven uncovered with your Pesach dekukugel that you're cooking together. So it's a shayla of recha. Right, Reicha Milsa, Reicha Levins, but we assume that the way Reicha works is that it becomes that it works midin bittel. So that's what the Rama writes. But for Chametz bePesach, we're not. The halacha is it's a sugya later in the Masechta that Reicha Lav Milsa B'dieve. That once you already cooked it, you're not supposed to do it. You're not supposed to cook treif and kosher in the same oven. But b'dieved, if you did it, the reicha lav milsa, it's not going to trafe anything up. It's not going to be a problem lahalacha. So the Rama writes, except for chametz bepesach, because reicha is like a mashahu, so we view it as like that it's working midin bittel. So let's say on erev Pesach or a couple of days before Pesach, you're cooking in the kitchen and your kid stuck the pizza, the non-kosher Pesach pizza in the oven the same time that mommy is cooking all the kugels for Yantar Sami. So halacha is mutter, totally mutter. I mean, people would sooner burn their whole kitchen down and start over again, right? But the halacha is that it's mutter. As I heard Rabbi Yisrael Reisman say in his shir recently, he said, it's mutter, just not in front of your wife. You know, that was the expression that he used. So says El b'mashu, we're talking about b'mashu. So again, so chametz bizmano, so now the Gemara says, based in the way we're understanding it, that if chametz has a sheer mashu beheter, so chametz bizmano ben b'mino ben shalom b'mino asur, that when it's on Pesach it's going to be asur no matter what. Rav l'tamei, the Rav Shmuel Darmi Tzavayu, kol yisurim shebetorah b'mino b'mashu shalom b'mino b'nosin tam. That Rav understands that all yisurim shebetorah have a din that if it's b'mino it's asur b'mashu, like shitas Rabbi Yehuda that min b'mino is never going to be batel, and when it's shalom b'mino it's b'nosin tam. And then Rav says, and Rav Gazar, Chametz Bizmano, Shalom B'mino, Atu Mino. And Rav says that we're going to ask even Chametz Bizmano, when it's Shalom B'mino, Atu a case of Mino. Meaning that it's also going to be Asr B'mashu. V'Shalom Bizmano B'mino, Asr K'Rabbi Yehuda. And Shalom Bizmano, if it gets mixed in with Mino, it's going to be Asr like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, because Chametz Shalom Bizmano is Asr Min HaTorah. And therefore, if it's Nesariv B'mino, it's not going to become Batel. It's going to be Asr like every other is in the Torah that does not become Batel in the Tarovis of Min B'mino. But the shalom b'mino mutter. But if it's shalom b'zmano, it's after Pesach, and it's a tarovus of min b'mino, this is like every other issue in the Torah. The shalom b'zmano, shalom b'mino, atumino kulei halo gazrinan. We're not going to make a gzeira l'gzeira. We're not going to make a gzeira of shalom b'zmano atu b'zmano and shalom b'mino atu mino. So then it's just going to follow the rules of every other issue in the Torah. Now the chametz shalom b'zmano with eno mino, it's not no sintam. The rabbanon are not going to make a gzeira. It's going to be mutter as long as you cannot detect the time. So that is Rav. Then the Gemara brings another shita, the shita of Shmuel. So again, Rav holds that on Pesach, a mashu of chametz mixed b'mino is aser. A gzeira, if it was either bismano or b'mino, it's going to be aser b'mashu. But if it's kula, but if it's shalom bismano v'shalom b'mino, then kulei hai lo gazrin. And then we're not going to make such a gzeira. Shmuel amar chametz bismano b'mino aser shalom b'mino mutter. That chametz bismano on Pesach, if it's b'mino, it's going to be aser b'mashu. Shalom b'mino is going to be mutter. That even on Pesach, if it's min b'sheino mino, it's going to be mutter. Shalom b'zmano, after Pesach, bein b'mino, bein shalom b'mino, mutter. Then whether it's service of min b'mino or min b'sheino mino, it's going to be mutter. So Shmuel holds that only if all things are working against it, is it going to be aser. That meaning, just to be very clear over here, there are two factors that we're looking at. Mino and zmano. Is it on Pesach? Is it min b'mino, and is it on Pesach? So Rav holds, if either one of those factors are working against you, it's going to be aser b'mashu. Shmuel holds, no, it's only aser b'mashu when both of those factors are working against you. When it's b'zmano u b'mino. But there's no such gezeira to include shalom b'mino during the zman, nor to include mino li'achar the zman. That is Shmuel shita. So the Gemara explains what he means. Chametz b'zmano b'mino aser Shmuel etame. Why does he hold that min b'mino b'zmano on Pesach is going to be aser? Because Shmuel is shita. Because in Masech Savod Zara, Rav and Shmuel both explain that Kol Yisurim Shabbatorah b'mino asurim b'mashu, that Shari Surim, every other is in the Torah other than Yayin Nesach, when it's b'mino, it is asur b'mashu. V'shalo b'mino b'nosin tam, and when it's min b'sheino mino, it's b'nosin tam. And therefore Shmuel says chametz b'zmano gets mixed b'mino is going to be asur b'mashu, but when it's shalo b'mino, it's b'nosin tam. But shalo b'mino not to mino lo gozar. He doesn't see a need to make a gzeira of shalo b'mino. Atumino and shalom bezmano bein b'minon bein shalom b'minon mutarin. Rabbi Shimon, why is chametz shalom bezmano going to be mutter? Isn't that shari sunah shabbatara? No, if you hold like Rabbi Shimon holds chametz shavalav pesach is mutter. So that's what Shmuel holds. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon that there is no issur called chametz shavalav pesach. So mele, he doesn't have to make anything aser once it's chametz shavalav pesach. And then we have a third approach. Rav Yochanan amar chametz bezmano bein b'mino bein shalom b'mino aser b'nosin tam shalom aser b'nosin tam. Shalom b'zmano bein b'mino bein shalom b'mino mutter. Ooh, Rabbi Yochanan holds even on Pesach the chametz is only going to be aser if it's nosin tam, meaning that there's no such din of mashahu chametz. There's no such din that a tiny amount of chametz even on Pesach it's only going to be aser b'nosin tam whether it's b'mino or shalom b'mino. What does that mean nosin tam if it's b'mino? The amount that would be nosin tam that we meaning he holds like the shita of the chachamim that really min b'mino is also batal barov and midrabanan, we require shishim. So that's what he's going to hold about chametz as well. There is no special chumr de chametz. Chametz bezmano, bein b'mino, bein shalom b'mino, b'nosin tam, Rabbi Yochanan l'tamei. This is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitaso. It's Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Ami Tavayim, because both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish hold in Meseches Avodah Zarah that kol Yisurim Shabbatorah, bein b'mino, bein shalom b'mino, b'nosin tam. That all Yisurim in the Torah, whether it's min b'mino or min b'shalom b'mino, is going to be b'nosin tam. And like the chacham who disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino is batal. Shalom b'zmano bein b'mino bein shalom b'mino mutarin Rabbi Shimon. And why after Pesach is it automatically mutar? Because he holds like Rabbi Shimon that there is no such issue as chametz shavalav Pesach. So those are the three basic shitos about the concept of mashu chametz. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Rava's psak halacha as far as what the halacha is about mashu chametz. Have a great day, everybody. Bye. Yeah, have a good day.